It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, it's a good morning for a second cup of coffee, although I might have to switch to cold brew because it is already getting pretty hot out. I don't know if I want to have another hot cup of coffee, but yeah, I'll do my best. I can do it for sure.
All righty, I like it.
Well, David, I was looking at the calendar here, and a couple of things lined up really good. For one, I found this great article on kids leaving home and going off to college, and I looked at the calendar exactly 2 weeks from today. I got to take my precious Ashlyn up to school. She is moving into the dorms at St. Martin's University.
Nice.
She had time yesterday to spend with her group of friends that were friends at St. Joseph's school.
Oh, yeah.
When they were in elementary school, they kind of went through eighth grade, and then, of course, they hit high school. And it was kind of the last time they all kind of got together, and they talked about where they were going.
Nice.
She's got some friends that are going to some not big, high-end schools, University of Washington, one's going to Purdue.
Wow.
And she, of course, heading to St. Martin's Benedictine University in Lacey. So I found this list, and I hope that I can check these off, because what Alitea.org listed today were some things that kids, and I shouldn't call them kids, they're adults.
Young adults.
They're 18 years old. They're young adults for sure. But these are things they need to know before they leave home.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's perfect. So let's see how well I've done, and then and then I'll be ready. And if I fail on any of them, well, Miss Ashton, she's just going to have to stay home, I think. All right. And you've had daughters. You've sent off to school and out in the world and being productive members. So I think you can definitely check these off. You've got the list there, first of all. And this one was funny because you spend their whole childhood telling them, don't talk to strangers.
Don't talk to strangers.
And yet when they leave school, the first thing on the list, they need to know how to talk to strangers.
Right.
Isn't that funny? As young adults, they need to be able to approach and talk to strangers, including faculty, landlord, co-workers, and healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a funny one? Because you're so used to going in to see the doctor with your kids, and you help them, you know, explain to the doctor, and they're just kind of bystanders to these things.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to learn how to do these if they are going to head off.
They do.
How about finding their way around? Now, this is important, especially if you are going to an urban campus, like even University of Portland. You're on the Bluff, but you're in Portland. Portland State, all of these are urban cities. Can you use a city bus? Do you know how to look up a map to use the light rail system? Our goddaughter, she went to University of Portland, and she had to get downtown for a test. And she needed a ride. She said, I need to get to downtown. And I said, well, take the MAX line. It'll take you right to where you're going. I don't know how to use the MAX line. I've never used it.
Yeah, there you go.
And so I said, all right. I said, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And then you and I are going to take the MAX line.
Yeah. My younger daughter is amazing because I remember when she went to New York for the first time by herself a couple of years ago. And, you know, we were kind of worried about getting around New York. She didn't have a car, obviously. Going to have to use public transit. Oh, yeah, no problem. Just on my phone with the app.
Right.
She had, I mean, get on this subway, go here, go there. So if you know how to use the apps, it's so much more helpful as well, which she did. And it was like, yeah, no problem.
I am not as good as using my map at my apps, but boy, I've definitely used the traffic ones to get me to and from kids. And it is what's interesting with using the apps, especially my kids use the Google Maps to get them to and from places. It does kind of create a leniency on them. So without their phone, they have difficulty getting to where they need to be because they're so used to the map just kind of pointing them where they need to go. Maybe even, you know, just pull out a map maybe sometime. All right. So by this time, as kids are heading off to college, this one I think most of them should be able to do because they've been practicing it all through high school. They need to learn to manage their own workload. They need to be able to manage their assignments, their projects, get out their calendars, put the deadlines on there, and they cannot have mom and dad constantly telling them,
no,
are you on it? Are you on it? And in fact, when they did orientation for our daughter at St. Martin's, Scott went up with her and they said that the first thing they did, he said, they split the kids up from the parents and they went and took the parents into a room and said, okay, parents, here's the time you start practicing phrases like, well, I'm sure you won't let that happen again.
Right.
Or, Well, do you know which office you need to contact? Because you need to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good phrases to learn if you've got kids in college.
Well, and you need to allow them to make mistakes.
That's
and
right.
to how to deal with those mistakes. You just can't always be there to do that. At some point, that has to be their responsibility.
No more. What is the term? They got the helicopter
parent.
The
helicopter parent.
It's not good even when they're little.
No.
And they need to be practicing, you know, making their own decisions when they're little, the small ones, so that way they can make those when they're older.
Exactly.
A couple of these are great, too. You know, how to handle interpersonal problems and cope with their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if they are moving into a dorm, it's quite possible they're not going to know at all their roommate.
That's
they'll
right.
probably be linked because they'll have some computer program that says likes, dislikes, and then they'll find students to go together that kind of match the same things. But otherwise, you got a stranger sleeping in the bed next to you in the dorm. And then learn to go with those ups and downs. Kind of like how you said, David, kids have to learn how to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then fix it.
That's right.
That's so important. And then the last one. Oh, this is brilliant. And this one my daughter could use a little bit more help with. Young adults need to know how to earn and manage their own money.
So true.
And the earning part, they've got down. Like, they know they can keep jobs. Kids, I've hopefully raised very responsible kids. They can get jobs. They show up on time. They're reliable workers. It's the managing part.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, up until now, they've lived in the home. So I kind of take care of all of the things in the household so they can have a lot of spending money. But
right.
once they're on their own, boy, they learn real quick how expensive it is to live in an apartment.
Right. I remember when I was in high school, and I don't know if they do this anymore. It's probably passe now. Maybe not. But that was just simply how to balance a checkbook.
Oh, we were just talking about that with my niece yesterday.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know if that's passe with all of the different apps and things that are out there anymore and the way you handle credit cards now and mm-hmm. debit cards. And it's a totally different world. But I remember that was a big deal. You need to know how to balance
your checkbook. Yeah. It's not a big deal anymore because kids, you know why you need to balance your checkbook? Because you're writing checks that come in at different times. Kids today, they don't write checks.
That's right.
They use debit cards. They wire money. Even if they owe somebody money,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, you know, they bought them dinner or groceries or something, they'll just transfer the money from one account to the other.
Exactly.
And so, you know, everything is done instantly, so they always know.
But that's a skill that you need to know then now, too.
Yeah. You got to be able to wire that money.
Exactly.
Keep it straight. Plan ahead. Don't use the credit card except for extreme emergencies.
There you go.
And getting Dutch Brothers is not an emergency.
That's not an emergency, huh?
We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.